Well, it's the biggest environmental settlement in U.S. history, and you have probably never even heard of the company.
What is it?
It is a company called American Electrical Power. They're one of the country's largest suppliers of electricity, and they've agreed to pay out an estimated $4.6 billion in a settlement reached with the Environmental Protection Agency over pollution that allegedly caused, among other things, acid rain. Remember that?
Sorta.
Some people even said this acid rain was damaging the Statue of Liberty. We should also point out that AEP didn't actually admit fault in this, but they are paying out the largest settlement in history for environmental damage. So anyway, the money will go to cleaning up some of AEP's facilities, including installing something called scrubbers on their smokestacks. Here to put it all in perspective is Dr. Parveen Amar. He's Director of Science and Policy at Northeast States for Coordinated Air Use Management. Boy, that rolls off the tongue, Dr. Amar. He consults with Northeastern States on environmental policy. Thanks for coming on the BPP.
Thank you.
Well, just briefly, what did the EPA allege that this company AEP was doing?
What EPA had said in 1999, about 8 years ago, that this company and others too were polluting atmosphere with two things, what we call oxides of nitrogen or NOx and sulfur dioxide or SOx, and they were doing that for a long period of time without putting clean new control equipment. So that was going on since 1990s, so to speak, and that was EPA's case, and also a number of states in the Northeast, including where we work in Massachusetts and New York and New Jersey and so on. So they had taken AEP to court, asking AEP to put the best new control equipment on their old coal-fired power plants.
And what was the damage that the EPA alleges was happening from that?
Well, a number of things. Like you mentioned, one is the acid rain, because these things, SOx and NOx, go into the air and make it sulfuric acid and nitric acid, so therefore the word acid rain. Also, NOx also makes ozone, the one which we call the bad ozone at the ground level. So this ozone tends to travel hundreds, if not thousands, of miles from Midwest and Southeast all the way into Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states where we are. And those two things, again, the damage in the end, besides to the lakes and forests and fish, is also to human health. We're talking about ozone and the effect on asthmatics. Also, fine particles, what's known as soot, affecting people's lungs and resulting in premature mortality. Now, people dying earlier than they would have died otherwise.
If this is the biggest economic settlement of this kind, does that mean basically this was the most environmentally damaging event in U.S. history?
Well, this utility, and there are other lawsuits too, I guess five or six others. The stories are saying it's a $5 billion settlement or $4.9 billion. But I think point needs to be made that, and the AEP notes that in their press release, that a lot of this they were going to do anyway, but in the next 2010-2015 timeframe, because under another existing federal regulation, they had to control their power plants by putting scrubbers, like you mentioned, controlling SO2 and these other devices we call SCRs, or selective catalytic reduction, very much like what you have in your cars, the catalytic converters, to cut down oxides of nitrogen. So they're going to do that in the timeframe of 2009, 10, 15. So
Yeah, the company's argument was basically, look, we were going to do a lot of this stuff anyway, but the government, I read a quote saying, there's a big difference between saying we're going to do this at some point and actually having a legal sort of
But yeah,
obligation
in
to
fact,
do it.
that's a fine point. The point is now, they're under the court order consent decree. I mean, if they do not do these things, there are huge daily penalties. So that's right. It makes it firm that they will indeed do this thing.
Hey, well, you just mentioned this thing, scrubbers, which got all of our attention yesterday in the meeting. What do those actually do?
Okay, now scrubbers, as the word would imply, they're scrubbing something. In this case, they're scrubbing sulfur dioxide. These are huge machines which essentially put lime into the gases coming out of the power plant. It's calcium carbonate or calcium oxide, and they react with sulfur dioxide, which is a gas. If it had gone into the air, would have made acid rain. It makes it calcium sulfate, which we call gypsum. So it essentially picks the SO2 coming right out of the stack. So they clean it, and it costs quite a bit of money. For example, typically if you got a 1,000 megawatt power plant, the way to think about that is that it provides services for about 1 million people, electricity for 1 million people. That a 1,000 megawatt plant would cost about $1 billion with a B need to build, and about $200 million just to put the scrubber. So about 20% of the cost is to control oxides of nitrogen. So the scrub asset to make it solid and slurry, to keep it at site. Gypsum can be used for home material construction and roads, and so it gets recycling SO2 to make it sulfate and use it and not put it into the air.
Can you break this down for us a little bit, where this money actually goes from the settlement? Because, I mean, it's billions of dollars.
And most of the money is going to go at AEP facilities itself. There's $4.605 billion. If you look at the number, if you add all the scrubbers at their 16 locations and also SCRs at their locations, that cost is most of it. Now, outside that, in millions, and remember, millions are one thousandth of a billion here, so about
right.
$60 million will go as settlements to federal government to do some good environmental projects, and I think about $24 million to states who sued them. So it's about $60 million out of $6 billion, so that's a very small fraction, going to what we call environmentally friendly projects. And also, there's $15 million civil penalty, as you mentioned earlier. That's a penalty, a civil penalty, but again, AEP is not submitting that they did anything wrong, but they do have a civil penalty.
So most of this money is going to actually just go back into these facilities, these power plants, to
that's
basically
right.
kind of try to make them not pollute as much. I guess another thing that was interesting was that some of this is allegedly related to acid rain, which I remember in the 80s was on the cover of all the magazines. And
sure.
I was, you know, a little kid thinking, terrified of acid rain. And is acid rain something that we've managed to sort of get under control environmentally?
Well, no. I mean, I think, you know, the big thing which happened in 1990, 17 years ago, when the Clean Air Act passed under former President Bush, we decided as a country to cut down sulfur dioxide, which we thought made acid rain, but also oxides of nitrogen make rain, too. But that law applied to SOx, mostly, or SO2, and it was going to cut down that 20 million from power plants every year SO2 to about 10 million, about 50% reduction. But many of us in the Northeast have thought that you could have done much better. We could have reduced SO2 by 90 to 95%. So the problem is partially solved in the sense we got rid of half of the SO2 going into the air. And now, under the federal law, which will be implemented in 2010 to 2015 timeframe, we're trying to cut down 70% of what's left over. So we'll be, in the end, left with about 3 million in about 2015. So that will help reducing rain, because what has happened is the acidity of some of the lakes in Adirondacks, for example, New York, one of the more sensitive areas, has improved, but not completely, and fish still have not returned. So, you know, the recovery of ecosystems after you've done the environmental insult take a long time. Sometimes they can take decades. Mercury is another example, which we have not talked about here, but it could take a few years for lakes to recover and mercury levels in fish to improve. So it takes time, and what has happened here is that we really chose not to control a lot of SO2 as a country when we could have done it, I would say 7-8 years ago.
Well, just to put this in perspective, the settlement from the Valdez, at least the initial part of it, was $1 billion. This is four times that, so
wow.
It tells you the scope of it. Dr. Praveen Amar, Director of Science and Policy at Northeast States for Coordinated Air Use Management, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.